Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome back to our podcast. So glad you are here, and hopefully you'll rate and share at the end of this nonsense. We do appreciate it. Also reach out to Matt and Ramona Facebook page, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway. In the podcast arena today, we've got exec produce Eric Kelly the second and Max Squatch, the fine 22-year-old hunk of love.
Who's looking for love? What did he say on the air today? I'm a Virgo.
Oh, yeah, he said, I'm 22 and I'm a Virgo.
And I brush my teeth.
What did I say?
Come through.
Yeah, he did say brush. No,
no,
I
you said.
That's right. I did say brush his teeth.
He said, I brush my teeth.
He needs all the help he can get. Letting ladies know he has good hygiene is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. Well, you had mentioned that you believe millennials are really into their birthdays.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which would be this, I guess, people in their 30s are millennials now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, do you agree, or is it just you?
No, well,
is your birthday 31st birthday? Are your friends having it like this?
My friends do have it like that. Some of them do more private things. Like, I'm a all-person, all-invite type of person, except for the private events I have.
He had a flyer professionally made for his birthday with a picture of him and roller skates. Yeah. And, I mean, the
big
graphic
grin.
Design mm-hmm. all done for his birthday. What? No. That's not true. I take that back. For one of his birthday celebrations.
Right.
Yeah.
For one of them.
Which was your... How many did you have?
So I had three events, technically. So I had a house party. I had a dinner and kind of a drink soiree type of thing on my actual birthday. And then the week after that, I had, Sunday, I had a skate party.
Okay.
So three events, three cakes.
Three cakes.
Plus cupcakes.
Well, I also noticed a theme there. You're throwing them all for yourself.
It's my birthday.
And
yeah.
And I'm telling you, like, the millennials I know, when you ask them what they're doing for their birthday, there are multiple things.
Right.
There's a dinner here.
That's crazy.
We're going
to
a club crazy here. We're going to hit the casino.
It's like crazy.
A month. It's at least a week with your birthday off from work. Like, you are not working on your birthday. You're taking it like a holiday.
Yeah.
And there are either the weekend before or weekend after or both are involved in this celebration. And it's like you're 7 years old all over again.
Well, so I also have this question. So you set this, I got my roller skate invitation. Couldn't go. I was out of town. I missed my house party invitation.
Wait.
I had a whole kid and play outfit picked out.
We are not inside for the cocktail party or the house party.
Oh, yeah, the cocktail party. I already wrote myself off.
We were only extended an invitation to the public events. There were two private events.
I asked y'all about the house party, and both of you were like, no, we're not into that.
No,
so
it was an invitation.
No.
It was not an invitation. It was like, how do you guys feel about house parties? It was like, yeah. And I said, I do house party. I do more dinner parties.
I didn't
than
say
house
I gave
party.
An invitation. I asked you before I send the invitation because I was like, there's no need to send you an invitation if I know you're not
it's
cool
okay.
with
it. It's okay.
Y'all
it's
not
okay.
about to do me
it's
on the
okay.
off-air podcast.
We know. Even you have you know birthday palooza. What was it? It was Eric Kahn, wasn't it?
Oh, Eric
it
Kahn?
Is Eric Kahn. Eric Kahn is the birthday. It's going to be that every year, and Eric Kahn will have a theme every year.
So I attended the Eric Kahn skate party in Gastonia.
Yeah.
And you know how when you're at a skating rink on a Sunday afternoon, there are a lot of children there because that's who they're appealing to.
It's in the 70s disco era.
And they're playing all kinds of games like red light, green light. And I look out on the floor, on the rink itself. A bunch of like 5, 7, 10-year-olds playing red light, green light, and Eric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
no shame.
None.
It was
none.
Really cute until I realized that he's really trying to take these kids down. Like, he's really, really, and you, please, after you finish listening to this podcast, go to the Matt Ramona Facebook page, go to my Twitter, and just see the video, because he's losing to one of those kids who's using the little skate thing. It's like a walker for people who can't roller skate.
Yeah, they get their balance.
He's losing to that kid.
Yeah. That kid cheated, by the way.
By using that?
Yes, and I wasn't trying to destroy the kids. I was just giving my best. I mean, it has nothing to do with them.
And here's this little kid just learning how to skate. Probably having a birthday party, too.
Yes.
You know, little Jackson, he's there like, I'm turning 7. I love Spider-Man. I just want to win this game. Oh, no, you won't. Yeah. Because this 31-year-old from Charlotte.
Yes.
Is over here in Gastonia taking children down.
Well, don't be concerned, because the same birthday theme could have been going on. Eric could have been wearing his Spider-Man jammies.
I could have been wearing.
What's those things though? Dingle dots or whatever you get? What are they? Pocket
Funko
monsters.
Funko.
Did you get any Funko Pops for your birthday?
Did you?
I got no. Actually, I didn't get any for my birthday. I bought myself some for my birthday, but I didn't.
So you just bought yourself some. Do you have to say for your birthday?
I always buy myself something for my birthday. Like,
but that's just buying yourself something.
No, it's for my birthday.
You're talking to the man who threw himself 3 parties.
Hey, did you wrap it and open it up?
No, I didn't wrap it.
He put it in a gift bag. Hello.
Oh, of course.
Nobody
wrap
got
it.
His presents anymore. Yeah. Well, except for Christmas.
Actually, somebody bought me a set of toys they thought I would like and wrapped it up. It was so cool. I don't know what they're called, but they're like this out of this
called
world.
Vibrators. Oh, not those kind of toys.
Matthew, no. Nobody bought me vibrators. Which, by the way, if anybody does want to, hey, all yours, let me know. You can definitely go to the Facebook page of theirs and just send it their way.
Kids' toys. Somebody bought you.
Yeah, and it was cool. They were really neat, and I've never seen them before. So I was just like, don't do this to me, because y'all know I'm a collector, so stop that. But
all right,
they were cool.
It. Funkos is the main thing. I wouldn't buy you a Funko.
So you got toys and 2 birthday cakes and cupcakes.
Right.
And a skate party.
Yes. It's Monday, and you still ain't bought me nothing yet. You said you were bringing me something on Monday, and guess what you haven't done?
I got a pony outside for you with your name on it.
There's a bounce house in the parking lot.
I was going to buy you a Funko Pop or whatever they're called, but I realized I could never figure out the one that you didn't have, so.
Does it matter?
He didn't try.
He didn't try at all. Like,
he's too cheap for that.
He's too cheap for that.
And he's also too lazy for that. He's not going to go out of his way
for your
birthday.
You know, there's a Funko Pop at QT.
Matt goes out of his way for my birthday every year. On the way to work, he realizes it's my birthday because someone tells him on Facebook, and then he stops at the grocery store and he picks up as many packs of gum as he can buy for like $15, and he brings it to the station, and I have all the gum I can chew for like the next several months.
You love it,
and I do love it.
I'm not gonna venture off.
But it's something that he can do with minimal money and minimal effort.
And I don't have to think about it.
So I had no chance.
I have to know you first well enough to decide what you might want. So it'll take a couple of years.
Damn, I call you daddy. You don't know me well enough? Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm appalled.
I will get you something. I'm still thinking it through.
Okay. You take your time thinking about it.
I will think it through.
Don't be surprised if the front pages of that little notepad are ripped off. And you're like, here's a notepad.
Here's a notepad.
Happy birthday.
Keep track of this. I also will tell you that you can look on here. I put your birthday in my phone calendar.
Okay.
And I put the button that says repeat yearly.
Oh,
so you're
wow.
In. That's big time.
So you know what? That's huge.
He means for you to be in his life again next year, but also will not be buying you a gift.
Understood.
You never know. All right. I also want to talk about the most common household arguments to see where you would rate these, to Ramona and gang. Average household, 21 disagreements each week, which you thought was high. I don't think it's that high.
Yeah. Like 3 times a day? I don't know if I could handle that.
It's just a disagreement. Like, I don't know, you forgot to pick up milk, right? Or whatever, or something like that. I don't know. Maybe that's not good enough. I'll tell you what examples.
It's not a disagreement. That's somebody forgetting something. I don't understand. Like, you guys, like, squabble 3 times a day?
Yeah, 3 times a day. But you also have kids involved. I mean, if this is an argument... Like
you think you guys squabble more after kids than before kids?
Because this is average household. So this okay. is a, you could argue with the kids. You could okay. argue with it. It's not just couples.
Okay.
Or you could argue with a you know, argue with kids.
And somebody like you, you're probably at odds with your wife, your teen daughter, your tween daughter, and the dog. At any given point of the day, you're it's Matt versus.
Damn.
And I'm going to contend that you are probably the common denominator.
No, because Addie will join with me against Amy too often. I'm trying to put the squash on that, sort of.
No, you're not.
You're not team up with me.
You are not team up with our daughter,
she says.
You are looking for help anywhere you can get it. You are not trying to squash that.
Hey, a little support now and then, maybe it would be all right. Okay, this is
ridiculous. Avery doesn't take sides, does she? She just tells it like it is, doesn't she?
Avery's too lazy for that. Avery could probably care less, right?
No, she just tells it like it is. She doesn't.
She's not trying to take sides. It's not like I'm teaming up with anybody. It's here's my truth.
That's
go for it.
Period.
Right. Period. Done with it.
I mean, she said lately, she's like, "Mom, I don't like you when you put your hair up.
Oh,
your back of your neck looks awful." The back of your neck. What are you
the back
about?
Of your neck looks awful.
Making things up now to be mean. I said,
I don't now. Like, sometimes,
like it, it's not perfect.
People's back of their necks, it can't be disgusting.
Hers isn't. Not, Amy's isn't disgusting. Oh, for the record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if Avery said so.
I'm really disgusting. The back of Amy's neck.
He's got a good back of the neck as far as back of the necks go. I'm a big back of the neck guy. I won't lie to you. I love back of neck. And when I see a back of a neck, I'm very happy. A woman's neck, anyway. Like when it's pulled up and you can see the nape.
What?
It's like, I'm a nape
guy?
Yeah, oh, I love the
I
back
thought
of
you
the
were
neck.
A clavicle guy.
I love a clavicle, too.
Okay, so over the years, I've kept a mental list of the things that you find sexy. When a woman pulls her hair out of the back of a ball cap and makes a ponytail out
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
So now, nape of neck.
Nape of neck.
Clavicle.
That's good. Too.
Large nose.
Yeah.
And bald chick.
Bald's good. Yeah.
And woman.
It has to be completely bald.
And woman with tanned foot that allows it to hang out of a car window.
There's a good ones. Yep.
Bald where?
On the actual head.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, okay, I mean, I get it, but okay.
Yeah.
Bald head and
big
a
nose.
Tanned foot.
Yeah.
A tanned
especially
foot.
Sticking out the car window when they're driving. I mean, I know they're probably trashy, but I still want them.
hey, trashy lady.
I'm just kidding.
I see your foot in the window.
It's a thing. So now when I see a lady's foot in the window, I'm be like, damn, I got somebody for you.
They're easy. That's a sign that they're easy.
and he's just making it up in his head.
I do make it up in my
head. Have you had any experience with women who put their...
Nope.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Has a woman who put her had her foot in the window, like, waved at you, like, hey, big boy.
Nope. I know they want
nothing.
To. I know they want to.
Okay.
Just wiggling a big toe.
And foot out a window. So it's, you know, you have those disagreements. But the number one thing they say is the most common family argument is someone leaving all the lights on when they aren't in the room.
That sounds like an argument that we had at my grandparents' house.
My wife will do it to the kids or just randomly. All right, why somebody got to turn the lights off? Leaving shoes in the middle of the floor or in the doorway.
I can't do that.
Yeah,
that one.
You have to get used to it when you have kids. Because here's the thing, too. Like, say Avery always takes off her Crocs and they're spread out all over. My choice is I just ignore it until she does it for herself, or I put it away. And half the time, it's just I put it away because I can't stand walking over it.
Why don't you tell her to pick them up?
Well, she's gone sometimes. Like, she went in, changed shoes, out again or something.
She left the house.
Or whatever. And I'm not going to wait for it to get done. Messy bedrooms is 3. Someone not doing their fair share of chores is 4.
Ooh.
Not changing the empty toilet roll.
Oh, savages.
That's awful, isn't
Please.
It?
Please.
That is awful.
And how much has to be left on the roll for you to consider it a legit leave?
A good, healthy wipe worth of
how many squares
paper.
Are we talking here? Because I'm saying anything less than 10 squares, you're cheating the next person out of an opportunity to get clean. Unless you're one of those families where you have multiple rolls in the bathroom.
Like available within reaching distance.
Within
you
reach. You don't have to go under
shuffle.
A sink or anything. It's right there next to the toilet. That's the only way it's okay for you to leave less than like 10 squares.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think that you should always even just 10 squares minimum. I guess you'd have to think about what's your average good wipe. take that into consideration. I do have a bidet, so that cuts it down a little bit. But have you ever had that situation where there was no toilet paper? And you could either do the, you can't really do the shuffle because you're like downstairs and there's company or something. So you,
you just,
where you put the pants around your ankle.
There's company too. Yeah,
they're company. So now you gotta.
If there's company, there's no question.
No.
There's no question about the waddle.
You don't just shuffle
in
on
fact,
by.
If you're not home alone, there's no question. If you are considering a waddle, I don't care if you're married, been married for 50 years, the waddle is not an option.
Well, okay. So what I'm saying,
I don't care if I say till death do us part. I'm going back to the priest and being like, seriously, this man just waddled down the hallway.
Well, my parents were visiting.
No.
Well, you can do it with your wife or significant.
No.
Okay. But
no.
So when there's nothing there, you put on your pants and there's none in the room for whatever reason, and you put on your pants, but you still walk cautiously, even though you to the next spot.
Yeah, you're not trying to, you don't want to mess up your undies.
You're afraid something might fall out or something might get sucked up in. Or
yo.
So it's a very, like, it's a walk like this kind of.
It's ginger. It's very like ginger.
You're stiff-legged, not a lot of bending. Not a lot of bending. I was walking through the studio doing it. It's a very safe, nothing, no.
Yeah, it's not a regular walk.
No dirty butt is going to touch my underwear.
It's not a regular walk.
I'm not changing underwear.
You're trying to make sure that there's no contact.
Yes,
but you just
no
pulled up. Yeah.
And the drawers are just a little bit lower than
that's normal.
That is a normal wall.
And you're going to try to, you don't want to make it look weird, but you know there's something happening that's not
so
regular.
It's kind of like, you don't try to make it. Now, did I ever tell a story? Would it be gross for a second? It's a podcast. Who cares? So I was working at a country station back in college, and I had one of those. We were playing records. This is ancient. And I put on a really long Lion Eyes Eagles, like 7 minutes long. So I think I have enough time. Because, when you play records, nothing would automatically start. When it ends,
right.
You just hear the...
Oh, that must be terrible.
Whatever. So I went to the toilet. It's the studio, and then like an office, and then a hallway, and then another office with the toilet. And
ooh.
So I heard it ending because they have a little radio in there. So I just did the shuffle. Because I didn't even have time to wipe, and I wasn't even done yet.
You left your pants at your ankles at work?
No. I guess just to clarify.
Oh, okay. Because that's
no one was
thought.
In the studio. It was like 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night. There was nobody there. 9 o'clock at night, maybe.
So
I
you
know.
Still.
So I did the shuffle all the way across, and I'm hoping no one comes in. Of course,
which
that'd be terrible.
Because
I knew I was
going to
go back there and finish in a minute. What's the point in putting them all the way up?
I don't know, self-respect.
And as I'm crossing the main hallway, like where the receptionist desk is to get the other thing, I lost a piece. And it went splashing onto the carpet. And I'm like, but I went and I dove to start the next song and came back. And now I finished my poo and I'm hoping still no one, hopefully no one comes in,
Because you pooped on the floor at work?
Yes, I did.
I could have done without that story.
Oh, my God.
I see you in a completely different light.
Trollop.
And I've known you for a really long time.
I was 19
you
or 20.
You in the hallway.
A tiny trollop.
At work.
A tiny trollop.
I don't care.
Less than a Hershey's kiss.
You are a foul human
I didn't do it on purpose.
Being. No.
I thought it was being
no,
safe.
Sir, I rebuke you.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Story.
I thought I had it under control.
No.
But when
no.
when you're running, things happen. You want to rate and comment?
You're going to Charmin Bear Hell.
On WBPZ in Lock Haven. Remember to clean your carpet 40 years ago.
That is... Did he ever say he went back and cleaned it up?
No, of course I did. With even soap and water.
It doesn't matter. He pooped in the hallway.
He had a turd in the hallway.
I wouldn't call it a full... Maybe
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't know, Matt. You got
to comment. Reach
no,
out
you
to
do
us.
Know. It's, ew.
This is old school radio. It happens
no,
to
it's
everybody.
Not. No, it's not. This is not industry standard.
Share
you
this
do
podcast.
Not speak for the FCC, me, Darren, this company, Darren, this Darren. Show, nothing.
All right, people. Talk soon.